This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
867-5309. 867-5309. I don't know why that's so catchy.
Really is.
Okay, this is sad. They called him the old man. I'm not calling him old man, but that's what they called him on the show. From Pawn Stars is dead at 77. He passed away yesterday.
Not the old man.
Yeah. Richard Harrison, his famously known as the old man on Pawn Stars, has died, according to his son, Rick Harrison. The old man passed away yesterday morning, surrounded by those he loved. He was cute on the show. Have you ever watched Pawn Stars?
Yeah, I've watched it several times, in fact.
Yeah, he's cute on it, don't you think?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job.
Me too. Anyway, so that's a sad little
isn't
thing.
Isn't that the show, though, the another of one of the shows that they claim is fake?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't that come out, that all that stuff that you see on there and how these people walking off the street with all these things that are considered somewhat valuable, that it's all a setup?
Yeah, they did say that. And I feel like it was... Maybe Sean. Somebody told me that they went. Did you go there, Sean? Was it you? No. Okay.
No,
so it was somebody else. Somebody said they actually went to the place in Vegas, and yeah. It is a run-down hellhole.
Dump.
Yeah.
I've heard it's a dump.
Haven't you heard that too?
Yep,
okay.
I sure have.
Yeah,
I believe it. And a lot of junk in there. Just junk. But on the TV show, every now and then, you know, something extremely valuable will pop up.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. There's another super volcano brewing under New England. Did you see that?
What?
Yes.
I heard the word.
What is going on with the earth?
I don't know.
It's like it's angry.
It's bubbling.
The earth is angry.
Yeah.
We had Japan blew up. We have Hawaii still going. And now the New England states are going to...
The world is angry.
It's very angry.
People are angry.
Oh, my God.
It's just anger.
It seems crazy. You know who else is angry, and that's Heather Locklear, and I feel like she needs some help.
She is screaming for help.
Oh, my God. She's going to die. I really mean that. Like, I don't understand why they don't put her in an institution.
Those pictures of her with that hoodie on coming out of the hospital where she tries to hide her face, but she can't really do it, and they get a picture is awful.
Yes.
I mean, she looks like she's aged 40 years.
She was arrested again, we told you, Sunday night for battery on a police officer, and this is the second time. She was taken into custody at her home shortly before midnight. Then they took her to the hospital because they thought she was ODEEing, but she wasn't. She was cleared, and then they booked her for 2 counts of misdemeanor battery, and she was there for, like, I don't know, 12 hours. By the way, she was just involved in a involuntary psychiatric hold last week.
Yeah.
But now she's home again.
She's choking her mother. You know how drunk you have to be to choke your mama?
Yeah. That ain't no chicken.
Yeah, you're choking your mama.
Oh, that's
that all about?
So bad.
Yeah, that's when you know you got problems.
You were just talking about Nicole Kidman and what's his name?
Keith Urban.
And Keith Urban, yeah. Their secret to a beautiful marriage. I'm reading it now. Keith Urban and Nicole, whatever her name is, too.
Kidman.
God, what's going on with me?
I don't know.
That's weird. That just happened. Anyway, Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban, they were talking about never text each other. Only talk to each other on the phone. We have never, ever, ever texted each other in our whole lives, and it's kept us into a happy marriage. Because that way nobody reads out of bounds, and that way when you actually talk, it's quality time. Somebody just texted us and said, holy hell, my wife texts me 50 times a day. I'd be on the phone all damn day.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to her 50 times. I mean, you love her and everything,
but
geez.
But that's her secret. Some huge pastor. I don't know who this guy is, but these pastors sometimes, I'll tell you what. He's a big deal. He's on TV. He's not the ones that we know, but he's some other guy. And I guess he was telling the congregation, you need to buy these Chinese bonds. I have Chinese bonds that Jesus wants you to buy. And so all the congregation, all these people were like, what? And he's like, yes. And so all these people bought these Chinese bonds. Well, they were fake, and he's been indicted on $3.5 million in fraud.
You bought a Chinese bond.
From your minister.
Yeah. A flag didn't go up?
$3.5 million. I guess Jimmy Fallon and Trump are in a fight. Are they in a Twitter fight?
I don't know. I saw that. I guess the president brought up Jimmy Fallon in his speech. He did one of those rallies in South Carolina last night.
Yeah, so I guess they're tweeting each other. And then finally, Jimmy Fallon, I think, said last night, I don't get it. He's our president. Doesn't he have anything better to do?
Ooh.
Kind of agree with that. Leave the talk show guys. Just do you. Okay. Khloe Kardashian wants us all to know they are fantastic, her and Tristan, and they've worked it all out, and they really need to be left alone because everything's fine. Nobody has to worry. Meantime, the other Kardashian, I forget which one it is, she said it took a lot of work to forgive him as well because Khloe now wants the whole family. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
When you go and you tell your whole family, like, he's a piece of crap, oh my God, blah, blah, and then you get back together with him.
Right.
Then your whole family's like, wait, what? We hate him right now. No, I need you to like him again. You know how that goes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And who, I guess it was Courtney?
Yes.
Courtney is having a hard time getting over that.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah. I feel her pain.
Yeah, are you having a hard time?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he still cheats when he's on
no,
the road.
No, he says he's done. He's never going to cheat on her.
Never again?
Mm-mm.
What about all those other baby mamas, though?
Listen, we need to forgive and forget.
Okay? It's tough.
Jesus says to forgive and forget.
Jamie, I give it a full-out effort every day.
All right.
But it's hard. It's really hard.
What else does Jesus say about that, Sean? Let's go to Sean, the Jesus lover.
Treat others as you would like to have them treat you.
Don't commit adultery.
Well, there's that
no,
one.
No, no, I'm going with the forgiveness angle.
Forgiveness.
The Jesus forgiveness angle. What are those again?
To forgive is divine.
Yes. Amen, brother. Amen.
Yep. It's hard, though.
Buy these Chinese bonds for Jesus.
That wasn't it. Nope, that's not it. Anyway, so we all need to move on. She said they're fine. Please stop talking about them. Okay, we'll stop talking about you because that's what you guys want, you know? The minute we stop talking about them, they're going to cry.
Right. Ugh. Or he'll cheat.
Exactly. Catherine Hagel, oh boy, she messed up. So Catherine Hagel, she's the blonde. I knew her from like Grey's Anatomy or something. I don't know. Anyway, she has apologized after posting funny photos of her and her husband posing next to gravestones.
Yeah, but it's her brother.
Right.
But I don't understand why you have to post a certain look when you post. If she wants to be happy that she's got to go to his grave and blah, blah, blah. I don't understand the controversy, to be honest. I saw these pictures, and it's like, okay, well, it's her brother.
Well, I guess then she also took a picture of her posing beside two angel statues and said, I got a little gossip with the girls.
Oh, man.
So people thought that was...
Little oversensitive world.
You think?
Golly. Sure appears that way, doesn't it?
Golly.
I mean, for that, okay, I get it. If some people maybe saw their name and it's a relative, okay, I get it. But for everybody to be outraged, it doesn't even make sense to me.
Literally, you and I, you don't even read the personal and stuff that I read. Like, we have private messages, and we also have when people say stuff about us. I know you don't go in there and read it, but I do. Oh my God, you have no idea what, like, people just go crazy over some of the crap we say. I'm like, wait, what? That was a thing?
And we mentioned this yesterday.
That was a thing. I didn't even know that was a thing.
The BJ and Jamie Facebook rating is plummeting.
It's going so
plummeting.
Bad. It's going so bad.
I just don't get it.
It's me. They don't like me. I feel like you're fine. It's me. They don't like me.
Yeah.
No, it's all me.
Yeah, I know.
It's so sad.
Oh, I'm not going to argue with you.
But how does it go so bad? What do I do to piss people off so much?
They've nailed it.
I feel like I'm nice. I'm a nice girl, nice Christian girl.
Yeah.
Loving the Lord.
If you could, go
being
to our Facebook.
Nice mom. Yeah, go ahead.
Go to our Facebook page and give us a 5-star. We need to get that rating back up.
Oh, yeah, because
it just looks bad.
Yeah. I just don't
know.
When
people go to our page, it's a 4.1. It looks bad.
It does look bad.
Yeah. I feel like one of those, Olympic divers that made a big splash.
And we have like 3,000 reviews, and they're mostly hate towards me. Yeah. What do I do? And somebody even hated, it's not funny that Ralphie calls her Tammy. You know how my son, like when I went to eat at Olive Garden, he's like, does Tammy really need that?
Yeah.
That's what my son says, which I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
Because he obviously knows I eat bad. And So when I'm like, hey, buddy, let's go get a sundae from Dairy Queen. And he'll go, does Tammy really need a sundae? It's hilarious.
But you find that, if it's not offensive to you, why should it be to...
my God.
Does she sign it Tammy?
No, her name is Shayna.
Oh.
Yeah, not your Shayna, but another one. I think it's horrible that Ralphie calls her Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually love BJ and Jamie, but lately Jamie has been extremely annoying and rude.
Yeah, I posted that one. And I gave us 3.5 stars because
you did?
Of that. Yeah. So that might have been me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I feel bad for you because I have brought down all our rating things on this this Facebook. I mean, thank God our real ratings that matter in life are fantastic. So that's great.
Right.
I guess in the real world, like Facebook rating doesn't matter, right?
Well,
it's the big rating.
Don't feel alone there, sweetheart. A lot of people feel sorry for me.
Oh,
I hear it all the time. How do you do it, B? How do you do it? they don't pay me enough.
I guess not.
Yeah, I guess not.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to get off this. Stop reading this. This is crazy. I apologize. Listen, I'm a nice girl. I'm really nice. I'm nice.
Tammy. Settle down. Settle down,
my God,
Tammy.
I just don't get out how they can all hate me so much. Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.